Hello, is Sam available?
This is him.
Hey, Sam, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to follow up on the web registration you had done with us last week and, you know, see what you're looking to do and see how we could potentially help you out.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like you're looking for both working capital and equipment financing. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do?
It's mostly for working capital. I mean, we're a commercial millwork company.
Okay.
And, you know, we got most of our equipment, and, you know, we recently got a small edge bender.
Nice.
But it's mostly for working capital, you know, labor.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Just stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the millwork industry. I did cabinet installation, finished carpentry for 12 years. So, yeah, very, very familiar with it. It just took its toll on my body, so I had to figure out something else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'd actually ripped off my left thumb with a table saw. I had to have that reattached. And so after that, I was like, maybe I should use my college degree and do something else. But so is it like operational capital to getting short paid in between jobs, that kind of thing, or payroll and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, just a couple quick questions for you to see what we can do for you. Is there a specific dollar amount in mind that you had?
We were trying to get a working capital between 50 to 100,000.
Okay. 50 to 100. And let me, are you familiar with working capital at all and how it works?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. So our working capital program is based off of the sales of the year previous for the business. We lend 10 to 15%. Would you happen to know what you did in sales in 2015?
I think it was 1.8 million or something like that.
Excellent. So we can definitely get you, you know, that 50 to 100, even more if you needed it.
Yeah.
And another question. Now, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it, you know, above average, average, a little below?
You know, I think it's average.
Okay, like 650-ish, thereabouts, 670?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem there. And then lastly, have you reached out to your local bank at all and gotten any feedback from them?
We did 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But they had told us no at the time.
Okay.
And since then, we have applied for a minority status, but we haven't heard back from them yet.
Okay.
We're waiting to hear back from that. And but yeah, we're doing everything we can, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a shame because banks tend to drag their feet. I don't know why. You know, when it goes to loans, they want to look at, you know, 6 months worth of financials and have everything under a fine-tooth comb and a microscope. They just make it so difficult for their customers.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating. Okay, so is there an immediate need, or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages of looking to see what you could do? Or
yeah, more like preliminary.
Okay. So it's a very simple process. We have a one-page application. We would look at some bank statements, first two pages of your most recent tax return. And if you did have any current working capital loans or anything like that, we just need the information on that. And it would give us the snapshot of your business that we need to make the best offer possible without creating a burden on your business as well.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any questions for me at this point? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here.
No, actually, I don't. We've talked to a few people. We haven't taken any offers.
Uh huh.
You know, because it's always it always ends up being too much to give back or you know, the rate percentage.
Right. So I'm going to be very straightforward with you. It is an unsecured loan, so it is a little more expensive than your typical, you know, car loan, for instance.
Yeah.
So rates do start at right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. You know, your time in business, cash flow, credit are factors that will, you know, determine what actually could be made available to you and, you know, what your total payback would be and the length of the term as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a very simple process. Once we receive your information, I can give you feedback inside of 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, we can actually have funds wired into your account in another 48. So it's a very expedited process.
Okay.
But, you know, Sam, I would love you, or is it Samuel, which do you prefer to be called?
It doesn't matter. Sam or Samuel's fine.
Okay. I do have your email address here. Wanted to shoot you out some information on what we would need to see what we could make available to you.
Yeah.
Samuel at GarkinCM.com?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Excellent.
And send it.
Okay. Hey, just another quick question for you, just on a side note. Is it majority commercial millwork, or is it residential, or a little bit of both, or?
We do almost all commercial. And
nice.
Every now and then we'll, like, we have some contractors who give us small residential jobs, but they're, you know, they're usually
like one day.
Yeah. Like, we'll say like one or two a month. For the past 2 months it's been like that, but normally we don't even touch them that much.
Yeah. Is it just for our businesses then, just doing long runs of cabinets, like for break rooms and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you guys do the finished carpentry part as well, like do crown moldings and baseboard and all that
yeah.
good stuff?
Yeah,
nice.
Sure.
Do you make your crown there, or do you order it?
We order it.
Nice.
Yeah, we order
okay.
it.
Okay, I'm still super fascinated with the cabinet industry. It's just that's why I'm asking you questions still.
Yeah, it's fine.
I kind of sometimes still wish I was able to do it, but I just got a bad back and bad knees, and doesn't allow me to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I got all my
back problems. That sucks.
What's that?
Once you start having back problems, it's hard to keep going.
It is, especially with, you know, even with ibuprofen and back braces and all that good stuff. It just just breaks you down. But Sam, I don't want to keep you today. I'll get that information over to you in about 10 minutes. And would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow to make sure you received it? Or
yeah, that's fine. Actually, I'll get it and I'll try to fill that out and get it back to you today.
Perfect. And get some feedback for you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will keep your eyes peeled. I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes, the email.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate your time today. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.